meeting is now being recorded.
So thank you all for joining. This is New Brahmi GP call on 11th of July 2018. We have Akanksha, Gangadhar, Kuldeep, Neha, Pavanaja, Shanmugam, Veena, Ajay, Akshat, Pichnan and Sarmad on the call. So over to you, Dr. Dayton.
So thank you for joining. I think I will leave it to you, Sarmad, to drive this call and let us reach to the logical conclusions. Wherever I have inquired, I will intervene. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Sure. So I guess over to Akshat. The document Akshat shared is on the screen. So I'd request everybody to take a look. And Akshat, if you could just take us through it. Again, the context of this call for everybody's information is that we want to develop a justification for making Malayalam and Oriya characters, for example, variants of each other. And the IP basically requested yesterday that we should probably have some kind of justification for making these characters variants and not extend that to all the other similar circle-like characters in other scripts. So over to you, Akshay.
Thank you, Dr. Sarmad. Am I audible?
Yes, you are. Please, go ahead.
Okay. So with this particular issue, actually, I have forwarded a couple of hours back the text that you can see on the screen right now. And so there are two parts of the text, actually. First part is the cross-script variant inclusion policy, which we agreed upon previously on a previously shared mail, where I had written two sentences which were kind of summarizing the cross-script variant inclusion policy that we were going to adopt. So I think that is something which every LGR may need to put as a policy into their cross-script section. I guess we already have a consensus on that. The second case that has been discussed is specifically for Malayalam and Oriya consonant. There I have said that since they both look exactly alike and they belong to a consonant category, which is a non-dependent one, they are very strong candidates for being included in the Malayalam and Oriya LGRs as the cross-script variants. So the inclusion policy validates this choice. However, I have not kept it open-ended like that. There is some cognizance taken from yesterday's discussion about what integration panel was suggesting. So that also has been written in terms of footnote. So if you see, there is a star given at the end of the statement which we make. That star actually says that NBGP, however, understands that the final decision of including the same in the cross-script variant set depends on the integration panel and plans to abide by it at the end of the discussion. So it's kind of we are going to propose, but not we are not going to take it very far. It all depends on the immediate response of the integration panel on this, and I guess that way we can close it. But this way we are actually officially restating our stand that we still feel that this is a variant, and we do not really necessarily have expertise available to assess, even though in the confusables.txt might give us an idea that this is the character, that this is available and looks like zero. We really at this point cannot say that this is used in that particular context and it should be made a blocked or not. Actually, that call actually has to be taken by those particular scripts. Or if they are their LGR teams are existing, then we could have had a dialogue with them and then we could have reached a consensus. But at this point, since many of those script LGR teams do not exist, I have written that we are taking the most conservative approach of proposing a blocked variant And there is one additional thing that I have mentioned in this is that even in future, if a new script comes into picture and then there is a conflict between, say, for example, if they say that we do not think that they are they should be added as blocked variants. If I'm not wrong, going by the conservative approach and in terms of conflict resolution, going by the blocked may still prevail. However, it is understood that integration panel will anyways take the final say on it. So that all is now worded into this paragraph. So if this is okay, we can like have further discussion on this. And at the end of this, if we all agree on this, so Malayalam and Odia LGR teams may include this or whatever is the modified text that we decide at the end of this call and probably issue the recent updates. That's all from my side.
So any comments from others on the call?
I guess Akshat has very nicely conveyed and summarized. I fully agree with him. We can go ahead.
Thank you, Pavanaja. Any other comments? So,
hello, this is Kuldeep.
Yeah, please go ahead, Kuldeep. You're coming in a bit faintly, so kindly speak a bit loudly.
Yes, is it better now?
Yes.
Yes, I have gone through the mail which Akshat has sent a few hours ago, and it's very lucidly explained with the reason why we should consider as you know, the inclusion policy, the variant inclusion policy, and I agree to that. Thank you.
Dr. Sarmath, shall I come in? This is Shanmugam.
Of course, please go ahead.
Yeah, as IP suggested, I think this should be the part of our proposal once we have done all over the all the justification to it. And maybe if they are suggesting that it should not be recommended once again or something like that, then at least it should be added in the appendix or something, so that this will make sure that NPGP has gone through the entire 360 degree of the LGR proposals, and they have covered all the possibilities of security issues, so that it will be a good reference in future, so that even if somebody is coming up with a new requirement or new issue in the future, then this will be referred and it will show our work. It seems this is the best way to add, maybe in the part of appendix if they are not agreeing in the main document. It should be at least added in the appendix.
Sure.
This is Akshat. Can I come in?
Yes, please go ahead, Akshat.
Yeah, so I guess that's a very valid suggestion, and I think in the end, even if suppose if IP ends up discarding this particular variant, I suppose they anyway suggested that we should include this in the appendix. So this is probably the way it is expected to go.
Okay, so anybody else wants to come in? I'll also want to put myself in the queue. Okay, so it seems like there's nobody else who wants to say anything. So I actually want to make a couple of comments. So from the conversation we had with the IP yesterday, I think what one of the things which IP had requested was a justification why Malayalam and Oriya letters should be made variants only and not extend this variant relationship to other scripts. You know, they raised even an example of an Ethiopic character or obviously Latin letter O, Cyrillic, Greek, and so on. And I guess arguing from that point of view, in this particular text which is proposed, though it is supported that Oriya and Malayalam should be made variants of each other. It is not really clearly stated why this relationship should be limited to these two scripts and not extended to other scripts. And I think that's a critical piece of information which I still think is missing from this text, because I think that was one of the issues which was raised by IP. So that's one comment. The second one is obviously that this may not be the only example in the case of single variant characters. From what I recall, we also have one in the context of Kannada / Telugu / Sinhala, where there is only one code point character, which is a non-mark, which is a variant between Telugu and Kannada on one side and Sinhala on the other side. So that's also another example which we should probably potentially address. However, before going there, I guess let's go back to all of you, and I guess the question is, how do we justify that this relation should be included and not extended to other scripts like Latin and Ethiopic? And is there anything we can add to this particular text to address that aspect which was raised by IP? Thank you.
Yeah, this is Akshat. Can I come in?
Yes, please.
Yes. So Dr. Samad, actually a couple of points about that. So for example, when we were talking about the other kind of variant where there were two scripts from NBGP and one was Sinhala, which was outside the scope of NBGP, at that time we wanted to take a decision where we should include that particular Sinhala character as a part of cross-script variant between some of the scripts in NBGP and the Sinhala. We decided to go approach an entity that is Sinhala Generation Panel that already exists, and we could talk to them and then we could resolve whatever decision we end up taking. However, if in this case, for example, if we say that there is an Ethiopian character or a Latin character which is a cross-script variant that, the way we see it, then actually there is no entity existing to which we can go and talk to get this included. And actually, if I'm not wrong, this is the better approach that we are taking, which is we are not commenting anything on those particular characters at this point. However, if we end up saying that, suppose we take that route, okay, then we end up mentioning all the confusables which look like zero, then it will actually be a blocking thing happening from our side that, okay, these are also there, and unless those script LGR teams come up, we cannot go ahead. I mean, so I really don't think that is what would be expected at the end of the day. So
that was actually the concern which was raised by IP, that if we go in that direction, then IP will have to hold the proposals until all the other proposals are actually done. See, that's because then the proposals get connected. That's one point. And of course, as far as Ethiopic and Latin is concerned, those GPs exist today, so you could actually connect with them. Obviously, there are other GPs which don't exist today for which these proposals will have to wait. But, you know, that's exactly the concern, one of the concerns which was raised in the call with IP yesterday, that if we, if we connect, if this needs to be considered in this larger scope, then obviously, since the content of the LGR has to be finalized collectively in that sense, that suppose you say that Oriya and Script X also has these variants, then unless Script X comes and agrees, they may need to hold Oriya LGR as well. just to make sure that is something which is agreeable, or otherwise, I guess, conditionally, I guess, in a way, accept OREA but not integrate it. That's actually happened even today with, for example, Cyrillic and Armenian proposals, because Cyrillic and Armenian proposals have indicated cross variance with other proposals like Latin and Greek, and therefore they were conditionally accepted by IP, but they have not actually been integrated into the roots on LGR. You can see that from the records which are available online. So those proposals are in a pending state, and that would also happen to these proposals then, that they'll go into sort of a pending state, and if this is not contained to certain limited scripts, then they can go into a pending state for a very long time, because we don't even know what are the other scripts which may actually have this kind of letter, and whether that analysis eventually needs to happen or not. So that was a concern which was actually raised. So both points, you know, first, obviously, there are some scripts like Latin GP and Ethiopic script GP, you know, those GPs already exist. So question is, why is not NBGP going out to reach out to them? And the second, obviously, question is that, you know, it doesn't stop there. So how is, so what are we trying to say? Are we saying that it's only Malayalam which should be considered? And if that is the case, what is the justification? Else, should we just look at all the possible script confusibilities for Oriya and Malayalam perhaps? And in that case, you know, are you willing to wait?
I guess there are two approaches that we are now looking at. For example, so when we say that we can take a look at all the possible why only the case of zero for that matter, if you are looking at confusables.txt, because if we bring that in, for example, of cross script variant aspect with other scripts available in the Unicode, then why only this character? Then probably this logic can be extended to all the possible characters, and we need to see whether there exist, because this just happened to be one case which could be easily observed, because this is a very common shape. So if we go beyond the brief of NBGP scripts, actually we have gone a little only in case of Sinhala, because that was directly related script, and we could definitively say something about it. But if we want to mention about inclusion or conflicts in terms of cross-script variants with other scripts, then we should actually be including all the possible scripts with all the possible characters. That's the approach we are anyways not taking, and we are only doing most of the cross-script variant analysis within NBGP scripts only. So if we do it for this particular character, that is a big deviation. That too for one random character, so that is something I really don't know how we can justify going ahead. On the other hand, if we only at this point restricted to the two scripts, which we are anyways doing, so that is in consonance with what we are otherwise doing, and that seems to be a quite regular thing.
Right. So that's sort of the real reason you're doing it, but what I'm saying is that real reason is not documented in the response.
Yes, we can say actually in the response there are the text. I'll just try to get the actual text that is written. There is some alluded reference to some new scripts coming in future, and probably it tilts towards what you said about the other scripts, where proposals were conditionally accepted. That could be one of the better ways of handling this. I'll just try to read the text that I already made part of the current recommendation. So the text reads like, however, by proposing them as blocked variants, NBGP has taken the most conservative approach, which is ingrained in the LGR procedure. If in future
this recommendation is in conflict with any other new script being added to the RZ-LCR. It is envisioned that the most conservative approach would prevail and recommendation of blocking would still hold good. So that actually alludes to some new script which might come up, the new LGR team which might want to have a say on this particular shape. So it's not like that aspect is totally kept out of the reasoning.
Right.
If you want, you can probably add some specific text about, yeah.
Right. So I think here this is sort of, at least from my understanding, going in the, it's not what was, I guess, being discussed with IP yesterday. IP was, so there are two directions which we could go, right? I think that's what I understood from the discussion with IP yesterday. One direction is that we say that this is, this kind of analysis needs to be done with, for all characters, for all scripts, as you just said.
Yes.
And we all agreed that that's not practical and that's just not possible.
Yes.
And that's yeah. just not something we want to do. Which means we want to restrict the analysis for only some characters and within some scripts. And as you rightly pointed out, that the current reasoning which is which NBGP is following is that all the NBGP scripts are much more closely related to each other than maybe Oriya with the, of course, Latin, or Oriya with Ethiopic, which is just a random possibility, and that random possibility, one could argue, could really be looked through a similarity panel rather than, it's not really a variant issue, but since these scripts are more closely related, this makes it more of a variant issue because these are inherently possibly same characters. So basically, the idea was, IP was saying that, you know, give us a justification why these should be contained with, and then obviously this could be extended to Sinhala script because Sinhala is also the same language family. So that's, even if it's a different GP, that doesn't really matter because it's still a language family. Script family. So the idea is that that kind of justification is needed. However, I think what the text you have right now is not building on that justification. It is actually going into that other direction where you're saying that it could actually be opened up with for consideration for all the other scripts. So that's one point. The second point is that, again, I think we had this discussion yesterday briefly as well, that you are suggesting that in a case something happens in the future, for example, if this variant relationship could be extended, the issue is that that relationship cannot be extended in a sense because, you know, again, IP cannot sort of extend that relationship in a way unless it's actually proposed by a GP. And currently NBGP is not really proposing anything beyond beyond just these two scripts, for example, or in the other case with Sinhala script. So I read it that NBGP is suggesting to extend it, but it's not really doing that analysis and doing containing that information within the proposal. So I guess a better way would be to just justify the current proposal and say that, you know, it should be limited to this. That's actually the argument which IP was really looking for from GP yesterday. That's my understanding, rather than going in that
actually,
other direction.
There is actually one aspect to it, which probably is not captured in the text in a specific manner, is that suppose there is an Ethiopic character. Suppose there is a Latin character everybody knows about, but Ethiopic character is there. We really, so for example, in case of NBGP, we know that there are some dependent characters, some are non-dependent characters. So we can actually take a call. here at this point, we really cannot take a call about a character in the other script in terms of what is that the usage pattern of that. And making a recommendation that it looks similar, I really don't think is a wise way of doing it. It might appear like NBGP has just gone on the shape analysis and just proposed it as a variant. So that's actually one of the valid reasons why NBGP may not go beyond the scripts which are already there as a part of family of NBGP. Do you think that is a reason enough, good enough to be added as a part of explanation why we may not go beyond our ambit? Because that is actually a case.
So
it could be that that.
Right. So I think to me that would be a weaker argument than actually saying what you said earlier, where you're saying that you were limiting this analysis to related scripts. I think that's a stronger argument.
Actually, it's complementary. Like we are, some are related because we have a knowledge of their relation, and we can actually get some scholarly feedback on that. Some are unrelated, and there could be possibilities of various usage patterns which we are unaware of at that in those particular scripts. So both are actually complementary to one another, and that's why we are not making any statement on that. Yeah.
Right. So I don't really see. That those may actually be complementary, but I think what you're stating is one which is the less, I think, significant one, and not stating the
okay.
more significant argument in this particular.
Actually, I'm planning to propose both kind of arguments, where we I plan to propose both, where
So I think that argument is missing. That's what I'm saying. That, you know, what you were actually verbalizing or saying verbally, that NBGP is restricting its analysis to related scripts because these are related scripts, so they're potentially inherently variant relationships and not just randomly the things which are happening randomly. And whereas, obviously, when we go to, you know, Oriya script versus Ethiopic script, obviously, there is no relation there. And so if there is obviously a similarity which is happening, it is purely coincidental and it's, you know, it's more like a similarity than really a variance relationship.
But Dr. Samad, I think that's, if I'm not wrong, that's a, one might say that that argument is fallacious because it really doesn't matter what is scripts, related script similarity when everything is ultimately going into the root zone, which is anyways going to be a common one. So relatedness in terms of variance, in terms of for the label in the root zone, script relatedness is actually a non-issue. It has to be something which is all encompassing. So if they come back with this, I really don't think we have any counter to that. That is actually a very valid point from that, coming from that line of argument.
Actually, the relationship, I guess, from a script relatedness point of view, actually does have implications in how characters may actually become homoglyphic. So if there are two scripts which are accidentally in, there are a couple of letters in two scripts which are totally unrelated which become accidentally the same, their sameness may not be homoglyphic. You know, if you look at cases like Latin and Cyrillic, they're inherently, you know, coming from same characters, and therefore sometimes fonts use exactly the same glyph for each of those characters. Because of that relatedness in the scripts, whereas there's a less likely chance that a font developer is going to use the same glyph for a Latin character and an Ethiopic character. Most likely for Ethiopic
mm-hmm.
character, they'd actually reformulate the glyphs. So the homoglyphic relationships are more likely in related scripts. I think that's where that argument is going, which makes them visually more identical than similar shapes in unrelated scripts.
But I think I don't think that might work, even because we already have a live example of .000, which exactly looks the same like these cases. .000, and there is direct homomorphic relationship between these, even though scripts are totally unrelated. So I really don't know where we'll end up with this.
Right. So in any case, I think that was my observation. That yesterday, I think, again, reiterating, what IP wanted was a justification why this analysis should be stopped here and not taken further. Why it should, and I think that particular aspect of the argument seems to be not there. Actually, in this particular case, you're actually probably suggesting the other way around, where that it actually should be extended to other scripts, which is actually fine, but I'm not sure whether this is what IP was actually asking for.
Okay, I'll try to modify the text in the context of our current discussion and probably issue new text, which probably will be more elaborative than this. But I clearly see probably with this particular issue in picture, I think there is a need for opening up of a procedure which might be taking a look at all the possible homoglyphic characters across all the scripts that are currently under MSR. Because that is the right place of handling these places as compared to discussing them under the individual teams. Yes, that would be the better way of doing this.
Just a suggestion. Again, the issue with that, which IP shared yesterday, was that then everybody will have to look at every character of every script. And that becomes just totally, not practical.
Probably then it could be like this, that anyway, for example, when IP began working on this issue, they took a look at all the possible scripts. They being the experts, they could do that. So it can be possible that IP themselves, because they already have a base of configurables.txt, so just identify all the cases and take the most conservative approach till the time script team gets formed and has an opinion on that. So identify all the cases and propose a conservative solution till the time script panel exists and comments. That could be something that can be done, if I'm not wrong. Just a suggestion. I'm not pressing on this. Yeah.
Right. So again, I think first of all, obviously, IP would not be able to do the similarity issue. That's a content part, and that needs to be done by the GPS for the procedure. Sure, we could go in that direction, but again, that means that these proposals will be held until all the scripts are completed, right? Because eventually, one could always argue that even MSR can be expanded to include more scripts. How do we deal with those kind of things in that case? So again, that argument can lead into a very impractical kind of situation.
Okay.
So I think what IP was suggesting and what we were all considering was trying to limit the scope rather than expand it to cases which NBGP is actually identifying. And if there is additional scope, then I think NBGP really needs to do that homework. So, for example, there are currently GPs which are active, which have similar kind of shapes. And if NBGP considers that these should be included, then NBGP should reach out to those GPs, like it reached out to Sinhala GP, address those issues. So for example, Greek GP is active, Cyrillic GP has been active, Latin GP is active, Ethiopic GP is already formed, they've concluded their work, but it has existed, or it does exist, I guess, in a way. So there are still, and Korean GP is there, and so on. So, would you is that the direction you want to go in? Would you want to go and reach out to all those GPs?
I guess we can, but would you recommend doing that? Because I don't clearly see that to be a recommended
IP. IP from so it's not something which I can recommend or not, but I think IP was arguing that that's not the direction to go, because that is a impractical situation, and that should be, for example, dealt with the similarity panel rather than variants, because they are unrelated scripts, and that's where the discussion eventually I think came to yesterday that okay, we can then limit this to related scripts. But then what is the argument? And I think that's where we want to go. Where is that argument which limits the scope rather than expand it?
Okay. So I'll try to modify the text probably with taking input from the discussion. And we'll come up with a new text by tonight or early tomorrow morning. Which we can probably, I'm not sure how we handle this from now onwards then.
So, Akshat, let us see another view also. So, let us say, for example, we agree on what IP is recommending, right? So, where we are diluting, accept the discussions we had yesterday further?
No, actually, we already have diluted the discussions in terms of, if you see this double asterisk point that says that NBGP anyways understands that final authority on this is anyways integration panel, and if they end up deciding that this goes into the appendix, and probably string similarity panel, assessment panel can take a look at it and take a scholarly call, we are anyways agreeing to that. So that this current stand is in a way diluted one. It's just that we are making a point and then leaving it to IP to decide. So this approach itself is that. We just need to probably, we are discussing how to word it in a much better way.
Sarmad, I would request you, because actually I am in the security check and getting into the flight. So they have already asked me to shut down my flight. So can I request you to please discuss this out?
Sure.
I can join another 10 minutes if you are continuing. Let me know on message. Otherwise, we can talk separately. And you and Akshat can take a final call and decide how we are proceeding further.
Sure, certainly. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
I'm correct, yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we could continue. So, would it, again, I think what really probably needs to be added here somewhere is, again, Akshat, what you suggested verbally, that at this time NBGP is looking at a limited scope, and that limited scope is obviously related scripts. However, I think it eventually probably needs to go even a step further and some more, I guess, analysis of how Malayalam and Oriya are written, and look at, for example, some of the common fonts which are used, and perhaps give some examples. I think that's probably the direction we are going, or at least NBGP intends to go based on what the contents of the LGR are. Considering that they have not really included, NBGP does not include any such variants with Latin, Greek, Cyrillic, Ethiopic, Korean scripts, of course, which means that, those are exactly currently formulated GPs, which means that NBGP doesn't want to really go into that direction. You know, that's at least what the proposal is suggesting. The text really needs to sort of follow up on that and clearly delineate the scope. And suggest why only this, I guess clearly state that only related scripts are being considered in the context of variants, and why that's actually still a good idea. I think that's at least, again, my understanding where we want to go towards based on the discussion with IP yesterday.
Dr. Samad, actually, ideally speaking, it's actually not the case that NBGP may not want to get into those discussions. It's just that practicality of the way we are now today looking at the finalization of the LGR, that actually necessitates that we really do not delay it any further. Means, we should get it going as early as possible. And that's the actual reason why we may not want to enter into those kind of discussions. But I don't think we can put this into the text. So without alluding to that, if we say that NBG, I really don't see we really have some valid reason to say in text that we decided not to enter into discussion with other script panels which actually do exist. So how do you suggest a way forward on this? Because I don't think putting that into the text is a good idea. Like saying that we decided not to speak to the other panels which actually do exist, but we are taking that call. Because this is all for the finalizing the areas quickly, because we are looking at some deadlines, yes, and that they have to be met. Everybody agrees with that. So how do you propose a way forward on this?
Right. So I think IP already suggested a way forward on the other SOS. So there are two aspects here, and let's take them separately. One aspect is basically the relatedness of these scripts, and the other aspect is extending the analysis to other scripts which are not related. So I think probably there should be separate text to address both, rather than trying to address both of them together. So taking the first one first, we can clearly make an argument that these scripts are related. I remember seeing his chart which NBGP is already used in some of its proposals, which basically sees how these scripts have derived from Brahmi scripts and now actually exist as independent scripts, and some of these scripts obviously are more closely related within that structure, but some of them are not as closely related, but they're all again coming down from the Brahmi script. So I think that obviously kind of historic analysis justifies the first aspect of that argument, which is that since these scripts are more related, there is a likelihood of these letters being derived from or a variance of same character, and therefore also obviously likely to be homoglyphic, and therefore you are restricting your analysis to these scripts. So that's one part of the argument. And then obviously the second part, which is going beyond to unrelated scripts where any character can coincidentally be a homoglyphic character to any of these scripts, characters in these scripts. One could actually use the argument which was presented by the IPs themselves, which was that, that direction eventually becomes impractical, because then NBGP would really need to do analysis not only for the current GPs, scripts for which have current GPs, but also scripts for which we will have GPs in the future, and in that particular context it becomes impractical, because it requires all characters to be reviewed against all other characters, and that's obviously a very impractical position, and obviously that kind of stuff can then be taken on a manual basis for labels which are applied, for example, through a string similarity process. So both arguments can be separately given. Is that something which would work, or do you think that still doesn't work?
I think, yeah, we can. So I clearly see two headers. One is about the relatedness of the script, and that's why we propose to take them together, and that's why we are proposing only between these two scripts. And the second header is why not do this analysis for all the scripts, is all about impracticality, definitely. And stats, the reason, and then presence of string similarity panel itself that can be mentioned that this can be taken up by the string similarity assessment panel. So I guess these two headings and the subsequent text can be added to this analysis itself.
Right. So again, I think that provides maybe a reasonable, in a way, justification, probably more focused justification for this analysis, and doesn't, you know, helps everybody not to pend such discussion till all the proposals are done. So I think that's probably the direction, at least from my understanding, where IP was suggesting. That first part of the justification, again, as I said, is sort of still missing in strength, at least, and explicitness in this current proposed text. And that's something which I guess you may need to review. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll add that.
Because inherently, that's really what NBGP is doing, I think. And I think it just needs to be made more explicit.
Okay, yes.
So I don't have anything else to add for those on the call. Akshat, anybody else wants to make a comment? Okay, then, so I guess as the next steps, Akshat, you're suggesting you'll come back with some revised text, which we can then everybody can look at.
Yeah, sure.
And then I guess if nobody else has comments, then we can potentially close the call. So I see Shanmugam typing in the chat, so. Shanmugam, you have anything to add or any last comments?
Nothing actually. I thought of doing the same thing. We'll try to add some more justification, which will enable the IP to really go for this kind of options.
And I want to thank Akshat. For putting such nice note to summarize the matter and taking it forward so proactively. So thank you, Akshat, for the for your support and for this helping us out. And thank you, Dr. Sharma, for your
Thanks, Kuldeep. Actually, we are all together in same into this, so that's not a problem at all.
Yeah, I understand. We are all in the same page, but however you are taking it forward, that's why I have to thank you.
Okay, then, so excellent. So then let's close the call, and then I guess we'll look forward to Akshat's input on this, further input on this. Thank you.
Sure, I'll do that. Yeah,
thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you.